It's The Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler was sworn into office last month, representing rural areas of southwestern Pennsylvania. The Republican freshman has since criticized gun control legislation and questioned former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. During a House Judiciary hearing, Whitaker said President Trump never pressured him to influence Trump-related probes. But the New York Times reported this week that Trump asked Whitaker to put an ally in charge of the investigations. Now Democrats are considering perjury charges. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins asked Reschenthaler about the allegation.
I'm aware of the article. I've not read the article yet today, but I can tell you that if that is the course we're going to take, we need to look at it. I found Whitaker to be credible when he was testifying, so I don't want to speculate right now. We're talking about one article that came out that contradicts Whitaker. I don't want to jump to speculation and jump the gun. I want to see what comes out from this.
The Judiciary Committee also held a hearing earlier this month on a House bill that would expand background checks to all gun sales. You opposed it in the hearing, saying that that bill is not about background checks at all, that it is just the first step in creating a national gun registry, that lawmakers should be focusing on the real source of the problem, which you said is mental health care. Can you talk about specifically why you think background checks would not help reduce gun violence?
Right. Well, the entire bill, H.R. 8, I was very disappointed in. I felt like it was political showmanship, and I felt like nothing in that bill would actually stop mass violence. And I'm for background checks. We have them here in Pennsylvania. I support them. There's aspects of that bill, however, that I don't support. For instance, that bill would prevent somebody on a hunting trip from borrowing somebody else's rifle on the hunting trip. It was incredibly too restrictive, and none of it really went to the root cause of the problem. There's a lot of root causes, but the biggest root cause is mental health, and we need to really focus on that. Also, we need to have more coordination between law enforcement agencies. So when there are signals that there is going to be a school shooting, that school administrators and local law enforcement agencies can cooperate and stop that.
I mean, just to push back a little bit, the issue of, you know, lending a gun to a friend on a hunting trip doesn't seem to be the initial motivation for this House bill. It seems to be to stop mass shootings in schools, at synagogues, you know, things that we've seen a lot of in this country.
Well, that might be the motivation, but that's not the language in the bill. And you can say the motivations are what they are, and I would applaud some of the motivations, right? But we can achieve those goals through different means. And that would be the Mass Violent Protection Act, which I'm a co-sponsor of. You know, it would also be steps that we can take at a local level. For example, I'm a big proponent of having school resource officers in schools. Not only are they good for scenarios where there's violence in the schools, they also reduce truancy rates, behavioral issues decline. These are the measures that would actually make a difference that are truly bipartisan that I support.
Looking ahead, I'm curious about any original legislation that you are planning to sponsor. You have co-sponsored legislation so far, but any signature pieces that you're planning to introduce?
Yes, absolutely. In particular, right now I'm working on two pieces of legislation. Neither have been introduced, but I'm working on that now. Remember, I've only been in for a few weeks. But the one would encourage local law enforcement to work more closely so that we could do something about the opioid epidemic and would open up channels of communication for local law enforcement and federal law enforcement so you have lines of communication. Then there's another piece of legislation I'm working on that would work to ban puppy mills nationally. This is not only important for animal welfare, also the same demographic, a criminal that would abuse a child or somebody in their domestic household would also abuse typically a pet. So I'm in the process of drafting both those bills. I hope to introduce them at some point in the next few months.
That's Congressman Guy Reschenthaler speaking with 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins. Ordinarily, government officials are praised when they save money. But 90.5 WESA's Unley Herring reports that repeated surpluses at the Allegheny County Public Defender's Office have drawn scrutiny.
New financial data show the agency underspent its budget by about 6% last year. It was the sixth year in a row the office ran below budget. Vic Volchek of the ACLU says the savings come at the expense of poor criminal defendants.
And this is an agency that's never been viewed as having adequate resources to begin with, provide constitutionally necessary defense, and here they're not even spending what they get.
Volchek led a lawsuit in 1996 that accused the Public Defender's Office of not providing constitutionally adequate representation. The case settled with the county agreeing to boost funding for public defense. Chief Defender Elliot Housie says his office is much better managed now.
The tools, the training, the resources that our attorneys need to effectively represent our clients, we have it. And our budget has increased steadily every year to continue to do that.
Spending has largely remained flat under Housie. But the chief defender says his office has implemented a host of reforms to shrink the local jail population. Other county units typically run smaller surpluses than the public defender's office. And the district attorney, who prosecutes crimes, usually spends close to every dollar in his budget. On Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.
You're listening to The Confluence on 90.5 WESA.
WYEP celebrates Black History Month with a musical reflection. Len Chandler is an African-American folk singer originally from Akron, Ohio, who attended Columbia University in the late 1950s. From there, he began to get involved in the Greenwich Village folk scene, and by 1962, he began writing topical songs about the civil rights movement. In 1963, Chandler performed at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom and did a rendition of Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, backed by Joan Baez and Bob Dylan. In 1965, Chandler was among the ranks of those marching from Selma to Montgomery to protest segregation and racial violence to Alabama Governor George Wallace. Chandler later recalled some of the protest songs that were composed along the march.
And so people were singing Yankee Doodle, and so we started singing a verse that said, Wallace said we couldn't march, we knew he was a phony. Now we're marching all the way to make him eat baloney. Freedom fighters, keep it up, even though you're weary. Freedom fighters, keep it up, we love our freedom dearly.
Chandler's 1966 song, Move On Over, used a traditional melody with updated lyrics to make a timely commentary during the push for civil rights.
And with every bid for freedom, someone whispers to us, wait, but the movement's moving on.
For more audio celebrating Black History Month, listen to WYEP throughout February or go to our website at WYEP.org/Black History Month.
Here's what's trending in Pittsburgh. I'm Sarah Kovash. Attorney General Josh Shapiro says he's prepared to sue if Pennsylvania loses funds over President Trump's emergency declaration. Shapiro says the state is at risk of losing tens of millions of dollars that could be diverted to the border wall project. And a kindergartner at Pittsburgh Faison K through 5 sparked concern after bringing a loaded gun to school. It was discovered after another student alerted a bus driver. No one was injured. Find more online at WESA.FM.
It's The Confluence. I'm Kevin Gavin. America's longest-held prisoner of war was Army Colonel Jim Thompson, who spent 9 years in Vietnamese prisons. His little-known story is told in the opera Glory Denied. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on the Pittsburgh premiere.
Thompson left for Vietnam in 1963 when his wife, Alice, was expecting their fourth child. A few months later, Thompson's reconnaissance plane was shot down and he was taken captive. With no good information about her husband's status, Alice started a new life with another man. In 1973, after 9 years as a POW, Thompson finally returned home. But what he expected to be joyous was instead fraught with confusion, anger, and bitterness.
This show is about, to me, survival, actually.
James Lesniak conducts Pittsburgh Opera's new production of Glory Denied.
Colonel Thompson, as a survivor of a horrible time in his prisoner of war, and older Alice surviving on the other end of the pond with her four children.
The opera by award-winning composer Tom Ciappullo was based on Glory Denied, a book-length oral history by Tom Philpott. The opera debuted in 2007, and despite its bleak subject matter, has proved very popular for a contemporary opera, with a dozen productions around the country. Glory Denied has four characters. young versions of Jim and Alice Thompson take the stage right alongside their older incarnations. Each is voiced by a different singer. The opera opens with young Thompson as a captive, older Thompson already returned home. Younger Alice, sung by Ashley Fabian, longs for his return. The combative older Alice, sung by Caitlin Gottimer, wants her husband declared dead so she can move on with her life. She also refuses the army the right to publicize Thompson's name as a POW.
And if it is, there will be to pay.
During his captivity, Thompson was starved and tortured, including confinement for months in a bamboo cage so small that he could neither sit up nor stretch out. Older Thompson is sung by Benjamin Taylor.
I was put in a horizontal cage, maybe 2 feet wide, maybe 2 feet high, and 5 feet long.
In a bitter aria, the soldier who was returned home in 1973 lists all the ways he no longer recognizes either the country he left 9 years earlier or the wife and children he expected to find.
Disc breaks, 8-track tapes, bucket seats, and wives who cheat.
Taylor expands on his character.
He didn't have a place to where he could even call home. His whole foundation was completely destroyed. So for him, it kind of just sends him to a place where he's just completely lost. He's lost in this world that he doesn't know.
Welcome home!
The music is performed live by a 9-piece chamber orchestra. The cast is completed by tenor Terrence Chin Loy as the younger Thompson. Thompson himself died in 2002. While his story as a returning veteran is extreme in some ways, broadly it reflects the experience of many veterans who struggle to acclimate to life back home. Yet Glory Denied paints its characters in shades of gray, says soprano Ashley Fabian.
Most of the time in opera, we have a very clear villain, we have a very clear hero, but this opera isn't constrained by those things. The realism of the piece allows you to see these human beings as who they are and who they were.
Lesniak, the conductor, admires the approach of composer Tom Ciappullo.
One extraordinary thing about this piece is that Tom Ciappullo is able to suspend judgment and give moments of sympathy or even empathy to every character's struggle.
Glory Denied receives 4 performances starting Saturday at Pittsburgh Opera headquarters in the Strip District. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA receives funding from the Pittsburgh Opera. It's the Confluence on 90.5 WESA. There's no one way to be an environmentalist. Some people may join a protest, while others might take on polluting industries in court. The Allegheny Front's Kara Holsapple has this profile of a pageant queen who shares the spotlight with environmental issues.
Rachel Rakovan is combing through racks of more than 1,000 dresses.
So let me know how that one works out for you, and I'll look around.
She's helping someone find the right fit for an award ceremony. She rents out gowns here at this shop in a Pittsburgh suburb. Some are embellished with rhinestones, and others are chiffon.
I wore a lot of these in different competitions that I won.
Rakovan is the reigning Miss Allegheny County, Pennsylvania for America. It's a new division in the Miss America system that allows unmarried women with children to compete, along with widows and women who are divorced. Rakovan has 2 young daughters.
This green romper has a huge cape. Whenever you walk, you can stretch your arms out and then it flows behind you. Awesome, awesome outfit.
One of the first things Rakovan will tell you about the gowns is that customers have the choice to donate a portion of the rental cost to an organization that provides clean water in West Africa.
My platform is clean water access and renewable energy.
Those are the issues she'll talk up to judges at competitions.
It's not necessarily one that is common because it can be considered as controversial.
Rakovan has been outspoken about the potential air and water pollution from the ethane cracker being built in Beaver County. She grew up in Portsmouth, Ohio, downriver from a uranium enrichment facility.
Many of my friends and family members, they passed away from a variety of different types of cancers.
Those early experiences led Rakovan to study environmental science and health. She's been a biology professor and now works full-time as an energy consultant. but her love of fashion and pageantry has been a constant.
Pageantry celebrates everything that I am. It's not just the way that I look. That's what the disconnect, I think, is with a lot of people that don't understand it.
Rakovan takes her platform wherever she goes.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is Miss Allegheny County, Pennsylvania for America 2019, Rachel Rakovan.
Like a benefit for the American Heart Association, where she models loungewear.
An energy consultant for suppliers, solar LED conversions, microturbines, and cogeneration systems. Another strong, powerful woman. Yeah.
I'm just here to support it, to have fun. And hopefully, you know, somebody can also hear my message in my platform as well.
And it's the environment that takes center stage at PCTV, the local public access television station where Rakovan hosts a monthly show.
Hi, I'm Rachel Rakovan. Welcome to Eco Action.
Carl Cimini is her producer.
Rachel brings a real sort of different dynamic to her show. She does her beauty pageant thing, and she's kind of glamorous, so that's great to be on air if you're selling Toyotas. But it doesn't hurt if you're selling environmental care. So it's kind of, I think it works. Oh, your guest is here.
Yes.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Matt Mihalik from the nonprofit Breathe Project is Rakovan's most recent guest. He says Rakovan's interest in fashion might just be an opportunity.
Trying to cross those past perceptions is how ideas make their way to a broader audience.
Amanda Beagle is a former Miss Ohio who coaches pageant contestants. She says environmental issues have become a little more common as pageant platforms over the last decade. Last year at the Miss America pageant, Miss Alabama's platform was reducing trash. But Beagle says the judges are looking for more than just a particular cause.
I think what they're looking for is authenticity. So did this person just choose a platform because they had to have one, or is this something that they've really been working and sort of living every single day?
Rachel Rakovan is certainly doing that. She was recently elected as a delegate to the state Green Party. And I ask her what that means to her.
You know, I spent my whole life working towards this moment. I know it's my life purpose, so.
Then, like the pageant queen she is, she pulls herself together.
I hope they don't ask that question in the competition, because you can't get all blubbery like that.
Rakovan will get another chance to promote her environmental platform soon. The Miss Pennsylvania for America competition is April 6th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapple.
You're listening to The Confluence on 90.5 WESA. It's The Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. For Pittsburgh hip-hop artist Benji, the record Smile, You're Alive holds a little back. The 25-year-old had lost out on fatherhood, lost a friend to suicide, and nearly lost his entire catalog of work going back 6 years. So he funneled it all into art. Benji and his band joined WYEP Morning Mix host Joey Spehar at the Pittsburgh Community Broadcast Center earlier this month ahead of his show at Mr. Small's in Millville. This is a rebroadcast of their conversation.
How you guys feeling? My name is Benji. This is Josh Powell on the bass, Jules Powell on the drums, Sim the DJ on the ones and twos. We're happy to be here. So glad you're here too. This is an old song of mine called Daydream from one of my first projects when I was called Something Different. So I keep performing this song. I don't know why. Actually, I like it. That's why. So keep doing it. Every season serves a purpose, and every purpose serves a person. You know, God paints the script in cursive. You flow the path, the picture perfect. I know it's early, but it's necessary. I keep it covered like a secondary. I walk on water like I'm legendary. I got the juice, it's hereditary. Turning lemons into lemonade. I'm from the burg, I'm a renegade. Built on Genevieve, I renovate. Innovator brother with the escapade. I lace my Yeezys, then I levitate. Lace my Yeezys, then I levitate. A brother steady preaching with the escapade. A nuke steady preaching with the education. 376 in my lane. Switcher, cold 45 in the flame. Switcher, lot of ideas in my light. Flicker, orange shining bright with the light. Dimmer, hope ain't a thing but a goal. Digger, let the thing go, cause my goal's bigger. Getting rid of things in my soul's different. Got a new girl, she a soul. Sister, why you be riding the wave? No, you can't ride in my lane. What is you saying? My hair is long like Samson. All up on me cause I'm handsome. I'm just widening my chances. I shoot my shot with a cannon. Got a new girl and she's photogenic. Like she's taking shots with a cannon. Whoa, $1 million dreaming, yeah. I'm just trying to be that brother on the scene, yeah.
If you see me less, I'm doing more for me. Don't care what you thought it was, that's just how it's gonna be, yeah. Dropping out of college cause I'm tired of the same. Oh, it don't really matter when you know just how to think. Oh, try to keep a smile when you ask me how my day go. It don't really matter when you know just how to think. Oh, seems like every day everybody else got all the luck. I'm just trying to drink my lemonade in my water cup. I'm just trying to drink my lemonade in my water cup. Yeah, that's called Adrian. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. This is great. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here.
Of course.
We're live and direct today with Benji, who has a great new album out.
Thank you.
Smile, You're Alive, plus a big show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Smalls, tell us a little bit about that.
To my knowledge of being in the music scene in Pittsburgh, this is the first time that I've seen four diverse local artists all on one bill without, like, we're not direct support for somebody in a premier venue like Mr. Smalls. It's one of my favorite venues. So I'm really excited about it. These guys are excited about it. And it'll be a good test to see if, you know, Pittsburgh artists can actually back themselves up now. I think there's talent here. I think there's plenty of talent and diversity that's going around right now. So it'll be a good test for us, but I'm really excited about it.
Well, let's go back to the earliest days of Benji's. How did music play into your childhood? Like, when did you decide that music was for you?
All right, so two answers. One, my entire family are singers and musicians. My parents, my siblings, my three older siblings. So there was always music playing in the house. They were playing Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Gap Band, you know, Graham Central Station, all that. So that's how I love funk music, but, you know, that's kind of how I got my start. Gospel music as well. I didn't catch the bug of playing an instrument until I was in preschool, and we were in instrumental class, and my teacher throws on Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. And the only instrument left were the blocks. So essentially, I was playing the drums. And I don't know why I liked it so much that made me want to play the drums. And my dad started sitting me in on drummers, next to drummers in church. And I just started to watch. And that's where my love of music began, honestly, at least for myself. Thanks, Brittany.
We should all thank Brittany more often than we do. Your big brother, also a big inspiration to you. Tell us a little bit about him. He's a musician?
So my older brother, Christo, for those of you who don't know him, he is a DJ and producer working with the artist J.I.D. Jid from Dreamville, J. Cole's imprint. And he's been my biggest inspiration and influence as far as making music is concerned. Little brothers always want to be like their bigger brothers, you know what I mean? And there was nothing different between our relationship. So just watching him do whatever, I was just like, well, I want to do that too, but I want to do it like me. So watching him, I remember his first beat like it was yesterday. He probably has like hundreds of thousands by now. But he is a keyboard player, a saxophonist, a drummer, a great vocalist, great rapper as well, fantastic producer and DJ. But yeah, my entire life, he was just that guy for me.
Yeah, I'm a little brother too, so I get it. You said before you used to make music under a different name, Sir Courtesy. So
right.
What was the reason for the name change, and has it impacted the way that you approach your art?
100%. So I went by Sir Courtesy for a good amount of time. And I just felt, it got to a point, I just felt like I wasn't being myself because it wasn't my actual name. It was something I made up trying to be clever when I was a freshman at Duquesne. And, you know, you grow up and you outgrow things. And I thought, all right, something just doesn't match up here. So I was like going through like my whole legal name, Ian Benjamin Welch. And I was trying to figure out, well, which one of these things is going to work here? Ian's not really marketable, if we're going to be honest. Welch, people are going to call me grape juice. I don't think I want to have that going on. or jelly, whichever one you prefer. And I looked at Benjamin. My mom always called me Benji growing up, and I actually hated it. I could not stand it because it was embarrassing to me for some reason. I don't know. She would call me like Benji Buster. We'll stop there. but I don't know. There were just when I got to Benji, it felt right, like immediately. And then I started listening to my project that I dropped as Sir Courtesy as if it was Benji. And I was like, ah, that's it. So I stuck with it, added a period to kind of make it, you know, stand out a little more, I guess. But yeah, that's where Benji came from. And it changes my approach to everything now because now I feel like myself.
Well, Smile feels like such a personal record. Did it make you nervous to put that much of you out there?
Absolutely. Vulnerability is like my biggest strength and weakness because I have no problems being myself or talking about myself. However, what I have experienced, and this is, you know, no different from any of you, you all have experiences as well. But for me and how I take it and how I experienced it, I didn't think I would be able to talk about that, such a monumental thing. For those of you that don't know, I was supposed to have a child last year, last October of 2017, and the DNA results flipped the decision, basically. It just crushed me. And to be able to talk about that, the only way for me to really talk about it besides talk about it with these guys is through song. So I had that song done, and I didn't know if I was going to put it on the album, but I just figured, you know what? If I already changed my name, what else can go wrong, you know? Might as well give everyone 100% of me, at least that I'm willing to give. So I think my threshold is getting bigger.
Yeah, the story behind that song is just incredible. And to hear it on the album, it's like track number two, and it hits you right away that Smile You're Alive might have a little dark side to it. Some of that like exhausted kind of, I'm alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you live through 100% of your worst days. Doesn't mean they're easy. Doesn't mean they're painless. And how you tolerate pain will ultimately dictate how you're able to move through it. I don't know. I come from a tough family, man, with both of my parents. And it's, I don't know, I've seen it all since I was 10. Our house burned down on Christmas in 2003, right before my dad was supposed to be ordained as a minister at the church I'm at right now. So we lost everything. Our teen pregnancy with my oldest sister and how she moved through that. Now she's married with two more children and happy. She just bought her first house. I can go on and on and on. They were perfect examples for me because I knew my time was coming. Something was going to happen. You know what I mean? It was just a bug in the house. And I don't know. It kind of, it doesn't kill you, make you stronger, right? It kind of just, I don't know. It gave me that strength to talk about it and to really put that in the rest of the album as I was moving along. Because ironically enough, before the album that's out now, think about that album as if I was to be a father. That's how I was made first. And that's how like devastating it was to me before I even lost the album. It was a perspective of a new father. And then I'm not a father. So I had to kind of change it up. And that pain is what exists in the album. But also, you know, gotta be honest, happy that I'm 25 without kids right now. My pockets are very happy. But yeah, I don't know. It just felt right.
You're listening to WYEP Morning Mix host Joey Spehar and Pittsburgh artist Benji at a recent live and direct performance at the Pittsburgh Community Broadcast Center here on the South Side. More from Benji when the Confluence returns on 90.5 WESA.
See the sun from the window shine in your
It's The Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. WESA's sister station, WYEP, hosts occasional performances and interviews here at the Pittsburgh Community Broadcast Center. At a recent live and direct session, Pittsburgh artist Benji joined Morning Mix host Joey Spehar to talk about his latest release, Smile, You're Alive.
The album is a bit of a miracle in itself because for those who don't know, this album almost never happened, right?
Yeah, this album almost didn't happen. So speaking of Clara Kent and a couple other Pittsburgh artists that I met in the summer of 2017, we decided to go to a spot that Clara Kent and her collective Tribe Eternal used to own called Flow Lounge. And we set up, everyone produces and engineers and records music, so we all brought our equipment to go record. We're doing that for like a month, month and a half. It was going great. Music that we'll probably never seen. We'll see, because one day my brother was coming home from tour and I wanted to go see him. He was DJing a party, so I was living in Mount Oliver at the time. I was lazy. I didn't want to pack my stuff up from Oakland, drive to Mount Oliver, drop it off, drive all the way to Lawrenceville to Spirit to go see him, to drive back to Mount Oliver, to drive to Homewood for Thanksgiving, to drive back to Mount Oliver to get my stuff, to drive back to Oakland to show my brother what we've been doing, drop him off at Homewood, and so on and so forth. So I left it there in a storage room and, you know, went to Thanksgiving and went back to go set up, and it was gone. All my stuff was gone, my computers, my hard drives, my recording equipment, everything was gone. And I moved to Lawrenceville probably about a month later, and I was just going through my old track bag. I used to run track at Duquesne, and I had my very first blue Adidas track bag that I got from them. In a side pocket was this small little flash drive, and I popped it in my new computer that my mom bought me, and the only thing on it was my finished album. And I have no answer for you. To be perfectly honest, I have no answer for you why I was there. So I tweaked a few things and added a couple songs, and there you go. And that was the story. So glad I found that thing.
Do you believe in fate, or are you everything happens for a reason kind of guy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it does. Good and bad.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
So seems like now everything's kind of coming up, Benji, and you got some pretty good national recognition recently when NPR called you an artist to watch. So how is an affirmation like that important? Is it important? Like, are young artists still striving to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. Rolling Stone is legendary. But something like that, in addition, you know, obviously the validation that what you're doing is working, I think what we've been working for years, and we've known each other for a long time, wasn't necessarily for that. So in a sense, it wasn't that important. We have to perfect ourselves every day and get ourselves better and be better musicians, better artists every day. So we focus on the music. Quincy Jones said it himself. Me and Michael stopped worrying about the money. The money came. You know what I mean? So that's kind of our approach right now. We kind of have a feeling we're getting closer and closer to it, but at the same time, we're all about just elevating our music. And then it just kind of happened out of nowhere. And that's when you like kind of pump the brakes a bit, like, oh, yeah, that is really cool. And then, I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, I mean, it has to be a really good feeling. And mm-hmm. Pittsburgh obviously gets some national attention. I'm sure people think about Wiz and, of course, Mac.
All the time.
Does any of that trickle down to an up-and-coming artist?
Yeah, and I think it should. You know, because for years, you know, Mac and Wiz weren't the only artists in Pittsburgh. I think the coverage of Pittsburgh was just lost. And I even think the scene itself was just lost after those two went on to do what they did. God rest Mac's soul. I think now, and why I think I like that the NPR looks so much is because the fact that this is Pittsburgh, and I'm a Pittsburgh artist. I have no problem with that. I love being from here. And it shows the rest of Pittsburgh what can be done. You know what I mean? For artists like myself and ones that are coming up after me, that it's still possible. You know what I mean? Just focus on the music, man. That's pretty much the name of the game. Just got to have quality. And I think we have a great amount of quality in us as a city for this to keep happening. So, it's coming. It's coming, trust me.
You want to leave us with one more song?
Sure, let's do a WIEP favorite.
topside, mount up, all right, roll up, late night, we right, on time, pour up, woke up, that's what we own, so up, shown up. One time for the one time, two times tripping your mind, 3 hours tripping my brain. 360 on the eyesight, huh? If it's bound to happen, then it's gonna happen. I was always dreaming, way before the rapping. You been in the days, way before the napping. But I keep the beats bent to get it cracking, Wake up, gotta get my mind right. Meditating, gotta get my mind right. Couple fitties, gotta catch up my flight. Back to dodge, you have to puffin' it twice. Back to dodge, you to the left hand side. Never roughing in the light when I slide. Thugga, thugga, bumpin' heavy in the ride. Gaslight when I'm down from the high. Red, goddamn, he fell my dance. Hey, parlez vous français. Hey, do you speak my friend? Hey, watch me do my dance, Elevated record for the conscience. Single minded people got me nauseous. I've been on the way for the largest. Keep it underwater for the conscience. Why you deep diving for the monster? Stop it, you don't really want a problem. Everybody waiting for the vibe. Get a bed waiting in the lobby. All my people waiting in the lobby. Checking IDs in the lobby. Ain't nobody qualified to stop me. I'm just having fun with it. Woo!
Uptown, south side, mount up.
Uptown, south side, mount up, all right, roll up, late night, be right, on time, pour up, mocha, that's what we own, show up, show no. Take the good, take the bad, take them both, and there you have the facts of life. Fresh prints and all that jazz, bougie girls and all that, that bang is tight. And see the world inside the glass, broke the box and left the class. Regurgitation, never missed the victor lock inside the system. Do it, makes you happy, pimpin'. Hey, all that glitters is a goal, all that flexin' for the gram. Damn, that thing is getting old, marking it like spam, yeah. Swag surfing in the electric slide in the atmosphere. Looking up myself up in the mirror. Thanking God a brother got a beard. Still around, round town in a hunt day. Still litty from the weekend on a Monday. Lil' mama trying to get it on a birthday. I'm just trying to give it to her in the worst way. Throw a party, get the pub on a Thursday. Couple Grammys in the back by Thursday. Show love for my people from the way back. Told the world, world, people got the playback. Cause every day people fade on me. Too fake just to hit on me. Can't skate on me. Unpaid, but I pay my piece. Cause one day you're gonna pay my streets. How many times a brother tell me they gon' take care of me? We in the city, get my jacket on ring. But when I'm up, he gon' ask for a flick. Show my teeth, a little bitchy man, you my G, oh man.
Uptown, south side, mount up, all right. Hold up, late night, we right, on time. Pour up, mocha, that's what we on. Show up, show no.
That's time.
Up, right on.
Uptown, south side, right on, right on. Roll up, late night, we right, on time. Pour up, mocha. That's what we own. Show up, showing up, hold up, right on.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Great.
Really appreciate it. Thank you all.
That was Pittsburgh hip hop artist Benji speaking with WYEP's Joey Spehar. And for today, that is The Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. Next time, a conversation with Allegheny County Health Department Director Karen Hacker about the latest on the Clairton Coke Works, addressing air pollution concerns in the area and initial results from mandatory blood testing for lead in young children. Today's program was engineered and produced by Kylie Kaczynski. Production assistance by Meg Fair, Mick Stanelli, Julia Zenkovich, and Alex Lenigan. The editor and producer of The Confluence is Megan Harris. I'm Kevin Gavin. Until next time, hope you have a good weekend of good news.